Now that brings us to chapter 26 here, and we've come now to the new generation. From here through the rest of the book of Numbers, and we're going to move rapidly through this section, we have the new generation. Now, in chapter 26, we have the census of the new generation. And we find here that there is a decimation of the numbers of the children of Israel. And I'm not going to take the time to go down through each one of the tribes, but if you would go down through chapter 26, you will notice that they are down from what they were at first. Now you take Reuben. In verse 7 of chapter 26, it says, "These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 40,730. Well, back in the first chapter of Numbers, when they first started out in the wilderness, 40 years before this, in verse 21 of chapter 1, they were 46,500. Now they're 43,730. And that's true all the way through. And you'll find out in verse 51, when it's all totaled up, it says, "These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And it's 1,820 less than the total census that was made 40 years before this. You see, what did God say to them? Be fruitful and multiply. And when God was blessing them, that happened. But the wilderness march reveals they were out of the will of God. Instead of increasing in numbers, they decreased in numbers. And the old generation, as God told them at Kadesh Barnea, your bones will bleach here on this desert. You are not going to enter the land. And in verse 64, I read this, "But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priests numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai." In other words, this is a new generation. That old generation that had come out of the land of Israel at Kadesh Barnea, everyone 21 years and older died. Now, God did not hold those responsible that were under 21. And that may give some indication as just what is the age of responsibility. When do you reach it? I do not know what it is, and I do not mean to suggest it's 21, but I think it's lots older than many of us suspect that it is today. So we have a new generation with the exception of two. It says in verse 65, "For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun." And say, these are two interesting men. And we're going to get better acquainted with them when we get over to the book of Joshua. Now, the new generation will have new problems. We hear so much today about a generation gap. I think it's been enlarged out of all proportion to what the facts are. It's always been a problem for one generation to quite understand another generation, because each generation faces its own particular problems. I was rather surprised the other day in talking to my daughter. I mentioned something about the Depression. And she said to me, "Dad, you mentioned the Depression quite a bit. What was it?" Well, believe me, what was it? It was something that many of us went through. And believe me, we knew what it was. But it's difficult for her to understand the value of a dollar. It's difficult for her today to know what it is to economize, because she's been in an affluent society. Each generation has its own particular and peculiar problems, and that is all you can say about a generation gap, by the way. It's quite interesting that someone has divided it like that. It says when you're young, you criticize the old generation, and when you're old, you criticize the young generation. That seems to be what we call human nature.